A Christian aid team brings relief to cyclone survivors in Bangladesh. Eritrea expels missionaries, and eye surgeries produce exciting results in the Philippines. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The real picture of Bangladesh's cyclone disaster is emerging, and relief workers are intensifying their efforts to reach millions of survivors. Food for the Hungry's Matt Pano says 1 million families have been left homeless. They've launched an aid response to take care of the day-to-day survival, but the sheer numbers of survivors require a cooperative approach.
In partnering with agencies, we'll take portions of the areas that are affected, and we'll try to serve those areas. So if the needs are bring in water, that's what we'll do. If the needs are to bring in more food, that's what we'll do. If the need is to work with temporary housing, then that's what we'll do.
With so much devastation at hand, do the teams think about sharing the hope of Christ? Always, says Panos.
The first thing you do is you help people who are in need, and that is the service of Christ here. They're looking to us to help alleviate a dire situation to where starvation, waterborne disease, potentially death is imminent. So our best response as soldiers of Christ is to be there with that cold cup of water.
Next, Voice of the Martyrs Canada says the Eritrean government has expelled 13 missionaries. Their sources say the group had to be out of the country by November 20th. 2 years ago, the government reportedly told some missionary groups to get their foreign missionaries out of the country. Voice of the Martyrs believes the dictatorship plans to destroy or control Christianity. Pray for the many who are imprisoned because of their religious work. You're listening to Mission Network News. Book of Hope International is beginning to see spiritual fruit in Madagascar. High illiteracy rates made distributing the Book of Hope, the harmony of the gospel, difficult. However, according to Book of Hope International's Cal Rotz, that's changing. The distribution has now taken off with the help of new country directors.
Rija and his wife are some of the most well-known people in the country of Madagascar. They say only the president is better known in the country. And this new couple is just dynamite.
Book of Hope distribution has topped the 1 million mark. Rott says it's reaching schools and prisons. One inmate, Harambola, came to Christ on his last day of incarceration. Once released, he was discipled by the local church. The rest of the story is amazing.
They realized that this young man, Harambola, was able to write songs, sing, and record it. And today, he is on television and radio every day, singing gospel songs that he has written.
Meanwhile, New Tribes Missions' Nita Zelenak says cataract eye surgeries this week among the Bahuaon people in the Philippines produced dramatic results. One of their team members turned his home into an impromptu surgery, and the rest of the project ran like clockwork.
The German hospital sent a Philippine team to come in and do the surgery, and JARS flew them in, and Christian Blind Mission provided the lenses that went in. So it was a whole team effort. They were only there for 2 days, and they accomplished 19 surgeries.
Within 24 hours, the patients had markedly improved vision. Zelenak says because the missionary team was so involved, the hope of Christ could be felt.
The people are blessed and encouraged by the fact that the missionaries are there not just for the message, but also that they care about the people themselves and are wanting to help them. The 16-year-old said, "Now I can learn to read so that I can read the Bible for myself."
And outside Rafisque, Senegal, Farms International is supplementing the inconsistent rain patterns with an irrigation system. The 30 acres have been transformed with large crops and a few outbuildings. Farms is planning for future land development nearby. Several Christians work the land, and its success has been a tangible testimony to the community. The entire project is the result of tithes and offerings of local Christians. Pray that future plans for growth will be realized. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Danica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which will kindle the fires of prayer in your heart. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.